just halfway through the season, so is it time to think about chip strategies? Hello and welcome back to this episode of FPL Seb. It's been a while since the last one because we are now going into game week 21 of the season. Well over halfway now. Well, not well over, but pretty much comfortably over the halfway mark of the season because it's 38 game weeks. So 19 game week 19 is halfway through the season. And we have just had game week 20, which was pretty average for me, a bit over average. It was a green arrow overall, which is good. I'm now ranked at 1,855,780 overall. So the game week for me, not a massive green arrow, but just about getting a green arrow in there. Main disappointment was Mbeumo, who got 19 points, which is so annoying because what I did is I used to have him till quite recently. I held on to him for a lot longer. It was like, I think it was 2 weeks ago I sold him, or 3 weeks ago. I brought him in for Madison, who was doing well in a big transfer with like doing three transfers. Brought him in for Madison, effectively, and Madison's been getting benched while Mbeumo keeps scoring. So, Madison is definitely going out this week. That's a bit of a spoiler for later, but that is what's happening. And maybe Mbeumo back in, maybe not. I don't know yet. Well, maybe I know, but anyway. So, best performers for me, though, were... I had Kirkes in defence with 12 points, Delap getting 8, Amad Diallo getting 9, Isak getting 7. So all of those added together made up for not having Mbeumo, who massively hurt my rank. He hurt my rank almost as much as Kirkes helped my rank with 12 points, which for 12-point lowly owned defender, that is not expected at all. So... that it shows that, because Mbeumo's not that widely owned anymore. His ownership is, let me just see, what's Mbeumo's ownership? It's, I need to know his ownership, not how many points he scored. 33% of the game, so that's not massive, but it's definitely significant. And 19 points is going to hurt with a 30% owned player. So yeah, I've managed to get to 1,800,000. I can't remember what I was last time I did a podcast. I don't know if I was higher or lower since the last podcast, because it goes up and down quite readily. Quite often, and I've been hanging around the just about 2 million for a while. So, but it was a very long time ago since I did the last episode. So last episode I was, I can't find it. So it was game week 12 I did my last episode. Wow, okay. Game week 12 I was ranked 2,613,719. So it's been significant up since then. But yeah, game week 12 I was off a massive green arrow, wasn't I, as well. But anyway, since then I've gained rank, obviously. Most of that though came very soon after game week 12, because game week 12 to 13 I jumped a whole million places higher, so I was actually higher in game week 13 than I am now. So yeah, if I'd uploaded that game week, that would have been even higher rank. I think that's been my highest rank of the season so far. Yep. Hopefully, though, this week can beat that. Although it is in the international break, so we will have to keep an eye on injuries and things like that. So that's how the game weeks have gone. I'm not going to go over every game week because that'll take a very long time and it'll probably be very boring. So, yeah, Salah captain, most of them have been doing very well. Haaland only seems to be coming back over this these few weeks. Maybe he's coming back, maybe he's not. I don't know, but let's move on. And as the second wild card is now available, let's go through a wild card draft if your team is in a very bad position at the moment. So, for this wild card I've made, it is based on you having like no money in players. So, if there's players in here that you have and have money in them, you get extra money in the bank. Plus, there is a bit of money in the bank as well with this. I have tripled up on Newcastle, tripled up on Nottingham Forest, double Liverpool, only one Arsenal and no City in this draft. So for my goalkeepers, I've got Pickford and Valdemarsson. Valdemarsson simply is the best really, really cheap goalkeeper, and Pickford as, in my opinion, the best value goalkeeper at the moment. Oh, no, never mind. Best value goalkeeper at the moment. His best fixture run, Pickford, is coming up soon in game week 24 to 28. His best run of five games across the season is coming up then. Valdemarsson, bad fixtures, just simply... just simply a good option to have. In the defence, then, we have Gabriel, best Arsenal defender. Aina, Nottingham Forest defence have been insane. And they are now at equal points with Arsenal in the league. Which, the fact that Arsenal were almost winning the title last year is very impressive for Nottingham Forest. Everyone seems to be saying that they're going to do a Leicester. But it's still probably unlikely that they get into the Champions League at the end of the season. We're only just halfway through. But it's still very impressive. I think Champions League is... I think they could probably push for Champions League. Nottingham Forest doing very well. Got their probably best defender in, Aina. Trent in defence as well. Now, this was a hard decision after his very bad game week last week, getting, I think, 1 or 0 points for over 7 million. He is the, I think, second highest scoring defender so far this season. I think Aina is the one that's beating him. Let's see. So, highest scoring defender. Yeah. Oh, no. Third. So, it's Aina is first, then Gabriel, then Trent. So, that just shows that Aina is beating all these expensive defenders at a price of just over 5 million, shows he is very much worth the money, even if his next fixture is in Liverpool, which is why I wouldn't recommend wildcarding this week, because there is triple Forest in this team. So probably wait a bit, because their next fixture after that is Southampton, which I think they can do very well against. Anyway, next defender is Lewis Hall, who has a very nice fixture run coming up. Plus, just generally just good fixtures to the for the rest of the season. And that's part of the reason why I've gone for a triple Newcastle in this team. You probably can guess who the other players are already by just saying triple Newcastle and saying I've got Lewis Hall. But yeah, Newcastle's next few fixtures, the Wolves, Bournemouth, Southampton, Fulham. Then they have in 28, they have West Ham, Palace, Brentford, Leicester, United, and they finished the season with Everton. So there are tricky fixtures in there. They have Liverpool and Liverpool City and Arsenal all to come, although that's likely as we're only just past halfway. But I think, yeah, Newcastle are also a team good enough. But Hall is in there. Final defender is Castagna for Fulham. I just generally think with the fixtures that he has coming up with West Ham, Leicester, Man United, Newcastle, Forest. I know it's not the best, but it's pretty good fixtures for him. Plus, he has a pretty good run with West Ham, Leicester, Man United all coming up soon. I just said about the fixtures anyway. Pretty good price as well for 4.2 million, and I just think he's probably the best option at that price point for our team. Moving on to the midfield. Now, Probably, I said Triple Forest, so probably the most unpredictable out of the three is Elanga in midfield, although it's probably not even that unpredictable. Same reasons, good fixtures after the next Liverpool game. Also mean they won't have to play Liverpool for the rest of the season, which is a bonus as they seem to be the strongest team and definitely favourites for the title at the moment. But yeah, playing very well in a very good Forest team at the moment at only 5 million. Exact same price as Aina, coincidentally. Right, next up is a player that has to be in any team at the moment, Mo Salah. I don't think I really need to explain it. And the same thing with Cole Palmer. You're going to just lose rank if you don't have them, even though they are extremely expensive. I think they're essential. Next up is Gordon, who is the best 7.5 at the moment. He here it says he's expected to get 5 points for the next few games. And 5 times the next few games. So yeah, and also he might as well, he could very well haul in those next few games as well. Not Lewis Hall, like get loads of points. So yeah, Gordon, I think their 7.5 option, even over Mbeumo at the moment, who has been playing better. Also, Mbeumo is that 0.3 more expensive, which can be significant. Although I do have 0.2 in the bank for this team. So, I mean, I guess you could find a 0.1 somewhere if you have money in players. Right, and then my final midfielder is Rodgers' best budget midfielder. Less than 5.5 still, even if we're building. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people have him, have money in him. And we're building from 100 million with current prices. So, Rodgers seems like a good pick. And fixtures are all right. Not good, not bad. Right, now forwards. First one, probably the most predictable forward at the moment. Alexander Isak. I don't think there is many better forwards in the world, maybe even at the moment. But definitely in the Premier League. Haaland's not playing very well. And even if it's not the best, he's definitely by far the best value in the Premier League at the moment. If it wasn't Isak being best value, though, it would definitely be Chris Wood coming in at just under 7 million. Now, the same as all the other Forest players, I wouldn't recommend getting them in this week because they're playing Liverpool. But then it's a very good run of fixtures. And Wood's predicted almost the same amount of points as Gordon for almost a million cheaper. So that is promising as well. My third forward is Daka from Leicester, simply as he seemed like the best budget option and I needed to squeeze a forward in when I'd built this draft. So that is a complete draft. You're welcome to change it. It's not, I wouldn't recommend wildcarding this week at all. I am going to do a chip strategy, best chip strategy later in the podcast. And that will say when to do your wild card is best, and that will be completely different probably to this. But after that current wild card, as it's available now, let's go on to the brand new chip, the assistant manager. So what is the assistant manager chip? And we have now had the manager's prices revealed. So there's an article on the Premier League saying what it is. And there's a new one saying what the prices are. So let's start off with what it is, because the prices won't make sense unless you know what it is. So it's basically, so you're the manager of your Premier FPL team, but it's basically where you can bring a Premier League manager into your squad. So it's what the mystery chip was. This is the mystery chip, and you get points from the 20 actual Premier League managers, and it's based on their wins, draws, goals, clean sheets, etc. You can play it from game week 24 and any time after that. You choose your assistant manager and you get their points for 3 game weeks in a row. When it's active, you choose a manager. Once the chip is active, choosing your assistant manager, this is from the article, does not cost a free transfer, But if you want to change your manager during this 3-game week period, it will cost a transfer in exactly the same way as players. So you can change your assistant manager in your team after you've picked your first one for the 3 weeks. So once you've activated the chip also, you can't like unactivate. You can't do like 1-game week and then do another game week later on, because then you could just choose your doubles. Which would be pretty overpowered, and it would be everyone would just do the same 3 weeks. So if you can only use it once, of course. Here we go. If a manager leaves a club, fantasy managers who own or bring in that assistant manager will still score based on the original club's performance. Okay. So the point scoring is a win is 6 points, a draw is 3 points, a goal scored for the team is 1 point, a clean sheet for the team is 2 points, and there's a bonus for the placing of their table. If the chosen manager faces a club ranked at least 5 places higher in the Premier League table at the start of the game week, you get an extra 10 points for a win, so 16 in total, or additional 5 points for a draw, so 8 in total. So if it was a lower ranked place, you get more points for a draw than a win. So you can so it's kind of like, do you want to get confirmed a good amount of points for like Arne Slot or Mikel Arteta, or you could go with someone a bit more risky who's lower down the table. Like if Ruben Amorim, for example, Man United suddenly find some form, that could be really powerful because they're down fighting almost for relegation. That's the same with Spurs as well. So Spurs and Man United's managers, they're both well-known, reputable clubs, but they're not doing very well at the moment. So if they bounce back, that could be very powerful with the assistant manager chip. So personally, I think those could be the sweet spot. But I haven't told you the prices yet. But Wolves, I also think, could be a good option, almost fighting for relegation. But it also depends when you play it and what teams they're playing. So it's a very interesting chip, and it will definitely help the managers that are paying attention a lot more than the triple captain, for example. So I think that's everything about the club. Not the club, the assistant manager. So I think we can go into the prices now. Yep, prices. So at 1.5 million, so you have to, this is part of your actual budget, so you'll have to budget for your manager as well. So leave some money in the bank. 1.5 million is Mikel Arteta, Enzo Maresca, Arne Slot, Pep Guardiola, Eddie Howe for Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Man City and Newcastle. At 1.1 million is Iraola, Hörsler, Marco Silva, Nuno Santo and Postecoglou for Bournemouth, Brighton, Fulham, Forest and Spurs. At 0.8 million, there is Unai Emery, who is interesting that he's that low down because he's a very good manager. Thomas Frank, Oliver Glasner, Ruben Amorim, Victor Pereira, and for Villa, Brentford, Palace, Man United, and Wolves. Now, at 0.5 million, there is David Moyes for Everton now. Released news from today, the day of recording, the 11th of January. So McKenna, Moyes, McKenna, Van Nistelrooy, Zurich and Potter for Everton, Ipswich, Leicester, Southampton and West Ham. So I don't think the prices are that high at all that you should worry too much, because if you're going to plan for this chip, you should be able to get at least 2 million in the bank at any point for this. Because, for example, in my team at the moment, I have 2 million in the bank. So I could literally just get any manager if I were to play the chip this week, although that's not a possibility because it's only game week 21 and it's available from game week 24. So I don't think the prices should put people off too much. What I think should be more interesting is the placing in the Premier League, because as I was saying, Man United and Spurs are both below 10th place. So that means that the majority of clubs, I think they're about 15. So the majority of clubs that they'll play, they will get the bonus points for wins. So they're 12th and 13th. So just under half they'll get bonus points for then. So that it's interesting that those big clubs are down there at the moment, because that is very interesting for that chip. And the fact that they're not priced, so if pricing is an issue in the end, the fact that they are priced competitively around the 1 million, both of them, I think Man United and Spurs, if whichever one of those clubs is doing best at the time of playing your chip, which I'll say the best time in the next section, will be one of the best options. Or you could, this isn't a bad option either, go very safe with Arne Slot or Mikel Arteta or Pep Guardiola if City have come back properly in that time, because they're playing at the moment and are currently winning, but who knows when that will change or if it will stay the same. But as it stands, they are winning. That could give a precise time of recording or a very vague time. Who knows? But anyway, that's the assistant manager chip. And now we're going to go into the next section of the best chip strategy, including that chip. So if you have all, I think, five of your chips left, this is what I think I will do if there's no big injuries or something that I haven't worked out about a double. Because I've tried to like figure out when the most likely doubles and things will be. So what I think is the best strategy will be playing your triple captain chip first in the first double game week, which will be the game week of Liverpool Everton rescheduled, which is likely to be 24-25 because it's the only week that seems to be the most viable. That those are the only 2 weeks that seem to be the best, that Liverpool don't have any midweek games that are definitely not going to happen. And Everton are generally not in any, they're not in any European competitions, I think. So that, because they were fighting for relegation last year. So that is likely to be a double in 24-25 for those teams. And as it's Liverpool, that is just the perfect opportunity to triple captain Salah, rearranged after that. And now, you can, after that, we're going to rebuild our team a bit to prepare for a blank game week in game week 29, which is a medium sized blank. I think 29 was the same week as a big blank last year, if I remember correctly. I'm not sure. It might have been. But for a blank in 29, you're going to wild card in game week 30 the week after. So you can, I think Liverpool might be blanking that game week because of their European. You could get Salah out in 29 and bring him back in 30. Although it's likely you have a lot of money tied in him. So it's possible you won't want to do that. But other players, for example, like that. And also in that wildcard 30, not only are you making your team better after 29, you're also preparing for the biggest double game week, 33. So you can bench boost in that with a very good team. And then, so you prepare, so you can then make, as your team will be good in 33, the big blank week after 34 won't be, your team won't be suitable for that. So then you're going to free hit in 34, and then that leaves the best 3 game weeks left for the assistant manager chip is 36 to 38, as 36 is likely to be a pretty big double. Okay, so just to review, Triple captain, 24-25, which everyone has a double. Wild card in 30. Bench boost, 33. Free hit, 34. Assistant manager, 36-38. It's quite a lot more complicated to work out with there being the assistant manager chip as well. But I kind of, because it's 3 weeks, you kind of don't want to put it in one space in what I was doing while I was creating it, because that would have limited what you could do with the other spaces. Plus, it lined up quite nicely because any other three spaces would have had a blank, I think, or I don't think there were many other three spaces that would have had, wouldn't have had a blank and a double, but there might have been two other possibilities you could have done for the assistant manager. But personally, this is the best trip strategy, in my opinion. So I think that can be the end of that section and go into the differential of the week, which is a Man City player, in fact, one of the ones that hasn't been injured and in fact has gotten a place in the team because of the amount of injuries, on very good form. The last two games, City have won both of them, and this player has scored 13 plus points in both of them. And you probably thought to bring him in at once, as he was consistently playing for City, but you probably haven't brought him in yet. But for this week, he's playing Brentford. City are playing Brentford. It's not the easiest fixture, but it is Savinho. So he's had two very good points hauls the last 2 weeks. And the only thing that I think is a risk with this is him being benched, though, because there are a lot of City's players are coming back. There is now Foden very much in the playing every week. Grealish as well. There's a lot of players, so I wouldn't be 100% sure of Savinho starting, but I'm going to put him as my differential for this week. He's owned by 3.6%, so definitely a differential, and I think he can offer some serious points benefit this week if you just have a transfer that you want to do. I don't know who you'll take out. He's a midfielder, and those midfielder spots are precious. But differential of the week, Savinho. Right, we can now move on to the final section, game week 21, transfer and team plans. Right, said at the start of the podcast, first thing, I am selling Maddison. He has been absolutely useless for me. This was probably my worst choice of the season. I brought him in game week 17, I think. He got I brought him in game week 18, where he played for 26 minutes off the bench and got a yellow card for a total of 0 points. The most annoying thing with that game week, though, was in game week 18, the players that I could have started ahead of him on my bench scored 6 points, 8 Nori. And then game week 19, it's even more annoying with Maddison. He gets 1 point, while first on my bench is 8 Nori getting 10. And second on my bench is Delap getting 11. Now, I could have benched Maddison and Kirkes for those two players, but Kirkes I'm not that upset with, as he's got me 12 points this last game week. Now, the latest game week is game week 20. Now, he's was on the bench again, which, although there's not this week there wasn't any regret about starting anyone else, because the only other player that was playing on my bench was Hardwood Bellis, who got -1 in total. So, no regrets about starting him there. But he keeps getting benched. He's 7.5 million. And my plan for him is to do Maddison to Gordon, 100%. Gordon is doing very well. Newcastle are doing well at the moment as well. They have very good fixtures. As I said earlier in the podcast, Newcastle's fixtures are very good. They have Wolves, Bournemouth, Southampton, Fulham in their next four. That is almost as good as it gets. I mean, it's not as good as it gets, but it's as good as it theoretically gets. Plus, they have a good run later in the season. So I expect Gordon's probably going to be staying in my team for the majority of the rest of the season. And then I have three free transfers this week. And I think I'd quite like to get Aina into my team somehow. Now, it's probably going to be for 8 Nori. Because although he's been doing pretty well, and I think he's still a good option, he's not been doing amazingly. And it's... It might, although there is an option here which I could do. Harwood Belisau, Aina in, and that I have enough budget for that. So actually, think about it. That would be a much better idea to do that instead of the 8 Nori or Kirkes, because now I don't have a 4 million midfield defender. Yay! So I'm probably going to do those two transfers this week. So then, what will my team look like after that? So, captaincy is definitely going to be going on Salah, although he is playing Nottingham Forest, who, yes, like last season would have been like, that's an easy fixture. But this season, it's a pretty difficult fixture. Bearing in mind they're joint points-wise second, they're only a few points behind them. I think it's a decent challenge, especially as it's away, but still... Even in City's long run of nothing, their one win was against Forest and it was a 3-0. So I still don't think that it will be too hard for Salah to get a goal or two in that game. So captaincy is definitely going on Salah. Now, how my starting lineup will look, it will probably be, or certainly goalie, will be Henderson starting as he's got Leicester. It will be Gabriel, Van Dijk, 8 Nori and Aina starting in defence, probably. Gordon, Salah captain. Probably Amad Diallo as he's playing Southampton off a good game. And Palmer in midfield. And I think I might start Morgan Rodgers as well. Or maybe not. No, I don't think I will start Morgan Rodgers. I think he'll be my first sub. Instead of starting Morgan Rodgers, I'll have two forwards. And as Cunha is back from his ban, as well as Morgan Rodgers, I did hold both of them, which is, I'm happy to have a green arrow after not having any bench players. And obviously Isak, who will be my vice captain. Right, I think with that, we can wrap up the podcast. So, thank you for listening. And don't forget to join FPL Seb. We have had no more people join except for Theo, who I've said I know him. So, I'd quite like... It would be very much nice to have people join. So, if you want to join, type in the code to join the league. It is HL8WGW. HL8WGW. Type that in and you will join the league and you can compete against me, and you can obviously find me because there'll be barely any people in unless all of you join. Everyone listening joins. So please join, and I'll see you in the next one. You can hear me in the next one, I guess. Bye.